Pray for Brain, recorded the 13th of November, 2014, right here on Ear to the Ground.
Okay. This is a song called Garden of Eden, the bluegrass edition. This is a sort of Johnny Cash meets South India mashup. Features the rag Vrindabani Sarang. Thank you. Older tune in the repertoire that we haven't yet recorded to our satisfaction, but I think you'll like today's version. This is a song called Mist.
Thank you.
Well, we're taking a moment out from the performance by Pray for Brain to meet Pray for Brain, Mustafa Stefan Dill on guitars, Christine Nelson on bass, Jefferson Voorhees on drums. I want to get into the fact that calling these guitars bass and drums seems a little absurd, given how specific the sounds that you've melded together are. But maybe to learn that, we could go back before 4 years ago to the Samas Duo, which was Jefferson Voorhees and Mustafa Stefan Dill in an acoustic format. What did that music have to do with this music?
I think it certainly laid a little bit of groundwork. Jefferson and I had been playing together for about 10 years, and we had been starting to write more song-like structures rather than the open-ended improvisations that we were used to doing. We were sort of striving for a little bit more of a balance. And as things became more in terms of a song-like context and a little more structure, we had thought about, maybe a bass player might be good, but we hadn't really sought one out. We hadn't really thought about it in much detail. And Jefferson had played with Christine on a pickup gig and invited her to a session just to see how she fit in. And she blew us all away with her first note. And after she left, I turned to Jefferson and I said, everything we've done for 10 years was in preparation for her to walk in.
It sounds like no pressure at all, Christine Nelson.
There is no pressure.
But does your, you walk in with an upright bass, I assume.
I did.
And you are still an acoustic duo at this
point? At that point, we started off, Stefan and I have deep love for South Asian music, music from all over the world, actually. But North African and Indian music were two styles of music from away that we were very drawn to and had spent a long time, a lot of our lives listening to and trying to pay attention to. Neither of us is a highly trained Indian classical musician, but we started off using Indian classical instruments. I was playing tabla, sometimes pakawich, which is a double-ended Indian drum. Stefan was often playing a beautiful Indian instrument called a sarod, and we tended to play quiet stuff. We played at Indian restaurants and small private parties and things like that. Eventually, and actually it was somewhat due to I was having some knee problems and couldn't sit at the tabla, and I don't know, one day we just started going for drum set and electrics. And we were probably about a year into that before Christine landed in our laps.
And I'll add a small anecdote to that, too. Not only was he having health problems with his it was your knees, right?
It was my knees at that
time. I had also broken two ribs. And the sarod is, while it's not a heavy instrument, it's a big and bulky one. And I had this fretless electric guitar, and I hadn't really figured out quite what to do with it. So I retuned it to work in the sarod tuning, and that's where I started playing it. So we kind of went electric due to health reasons, due to injury.
Okay, well, now you've really opened it up, because the specificity of sound thing, the audience is going to hear, Stefan, you play two very different electric guitars. One's fretted, one's fretless. And they're going to hear the difference in sound instantly. We were in the booth while you were playing, and being an idiot, I said, what kind of tuning do you think he has on that thing? And my colleagues, who are much more experienced with the guitar, said, don't even ask. Do not even ask. But I'm going to ask. So when you picked up the fretless guitar, you were thinking in terms of sarod tuning?
It seemed like the logical choice. I had it in regular guitar tuning, and it just didn't sound right. No matter how you play it, and there are some very adept fretless guitar players who play in regular tuning, but it just tends to sound like an out-of-tune guitar, unless it's in very, very masterful hands. But when I had the rib problem with the sarod and I tuned it to a sarod tuning, everything sort of became unlocked, because then it opens up things where you can do a little bit of funk and rock and roll in it. You still have this Indian articulation where you can glide between two notes, and you can explore these quarter tones and these microtones. And it's all very, very key to the phrasing of that music, and also in Middle Eastern music where you're dealing with you know, these notes in between and how you get from point A to point B, you know, in these smooth arcs. And that's a lovely thing about the fretless guitar.
Well, there is a tune called Garden of Eden that opens, it seems to travel geographically.
You know, that's a nice way of putting it.
I felt like we were in Mali by the middle of it, but it didn't start there. And yet there was no shift in the instrument you were playing. It was simply, you weren't retuning, you weren't dropping a pick and going differently on the instrument.
No, it's all about the attitude. You know, it starts out in a very traditional South Indian raga called the Brindabani Sarang. And then it moves rather abruptly into kind of this swampy Johnny Cash sort of, you know, hillbilly thing. And that's an interesting mashup to do. And I think it's, I think what makes this band so interesting is that we're able to kind of incorporate, you know, all of the elements of what makes us who we are.
On a record, debut record entitled None of the Above.
Yes.
Okay.
Because somebody had said, well, it's not really world music. It's not really rock and roll. It's not really jazz. It's not really funk. But, you know, it's all of the above, and yet it's none of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's how.
You have to thank Mel for that.
Yeah, Mel Minter, who is a local writer and blogger, came up with that description. And so thank you, Mel, for that.
Now Jefferson Voorhees, there is something just as specific in your drum set. It does not sound like a big loud drum kit. I can almost, you're using sticks, you're using mallets, but there is the sound of like the raw hands somehow in this drum set. That can't be an accident.
No, it's not an accident at all. I studied African music for many years before I. Anyway, I studied African music for many years and got very interested in the tonal relationships, particularly in the traditional drums, because they very frequently have familial relationships. There's the dad drum, there's the little kid drum, there's the mama drum. And so rather than just thinking of it as a trap set that goes rag-a-dag-a-dag-a-dag-a-dag, I've really, over the years, come to love it as a tonal instrument. And one of the ways that I achieve that is by having very small drums that are easy to tune to a very specific timbre and pitch. And I also have a big kit that I play regular and loud, and it sounds like a regular drum set. But this is my baby. This is really a kit that I've refined over the last 30 years to be what it is now. So.
How does the other part of the rhythm section? I mean, we can't call it a rhythm section if you're tuning your drums, and Christine, when you're playing bass, the relationship between the two of you, between you and Jefferson, mm-hmm. how does his equipment and his specificity affect what you're doing?
Well, we basically kind of approach the music as musicians together. It's not really rhythm or scales or anything. It, you know. He and I talk as much as I do with Stefan. And yeah. It really comes down to that. Like, we are all holding rhythm. We're all talking. We're all holding scales just as much as Jefferson and Stefan, mm-hmm. you know.
This is a lovely melody written by all of us but generated by our bassist, Christine Nelson. This is a tune called Pop's Cries.
And that was Pray for Brain, recorded live in Studio A. Pray for Brain R, Mustafa Stefan Dill on guitars, Christine Nelson on bass, Jefferson Voorhees on drums. That program was recorded by Ethan Stein with the assistance of Kevin Kissel. Jefferson White was handling the camera.